Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, your adult talk radio station. And I don't mean adult like nasty.
Not triple X.
Not triple X, but we're, you know, adult talk.
Is there
radio.
An X in there at all?
Well, you know, as adult as we can make it.
A heavy R.
Yeah. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning on January the 2nd.
Whoa.
2013.
You like W-H-O-A-H? Whoa.
530. There's going to be changes this year, my friends, and ones I really believe you're going to like, but things that don't change. 530-605-4567, our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and be in our chat room. And who's going to be the first one in our chat room in 2013? And, of course, Bad Bob is back.
And good morning.
How was Monday, Bad Bob?
Monday went very well. It was nice to close out the year and wish everybody well. And we got some nice comments in the chat room to that effect. And it was a nice way to close that. We spent a quiet new year and ready and ready, except for all the gunfire outside.
A lot of gunfire? Yeah. Well, where you live, that's probably self-defense.
Yeah. Somebody was firing a heavy caliber weapon, let me tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It was boom.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? Get the marijuana grows going.
Well, maybe they're getting ready for their sonic boom.
Yeah, that's right.
Sound for the new year.
And, of course, the ever effervescent Linda.
Well, I always like your introductions. Good morning. It's currently 28 degrees and clear skies here in the North State. We are right downtown, so we give you the weather that's directly from where we're coming from. And we look like we're going to have temperatures of around 55 today. Areas of frost after 10 p.m. tonight. Looks like we're going to have around 29 degrees. So I've really been loving these chilly winter mornings. Now, we just got back from an area above Mount Shasta. We went to the ski park yesterday.
The snowmobile.
Snowmobiling is what
we'll talk about that in a couple minutes, but where you tried to kill me.
Well, we celebrated our fifth wedding anniversary
that's
yesterday.
That's right, yesterday. 5 years. Bad Bob.
And he let me drive.
And I let her drive
that
the snowmobile.
That was amazing. Without a glinch.
A glinch. Without one hesitation.
There we go.
I pushed back into the rider behind seat. There's another name for it, but that's where I was riding. And Linda took off, and we went cross country, of course, with our really good friends, Mike and Bertha Michalak, and Bill and Norma and Jerry and Susan were all there. Nice people. Had a great New Year's Eve. I hope everybody had a good New Year's Eve. I hope everybody's ready for this year. You know what? Last year was a tough year. The year before that was a tough year. The year before that was a tough year. Well, gosh, it's been like that for 4 years. But now, we are not off the fiscal cliff. Maybe we just fell off the fiscal cliff. And taxes are just on those nasty rich people. Well, not exactly. You know, I'm paying more taxes today than I was 2 days ago. So is Felony Bob. So is Bad Bob. Thanks to President Obama and our legislators, we're paying more in taxes starting today.
Well, there's a story behind Felony Bob. We'll have to tell you about that again. But let's do go to our phones right now, where we have our Wells Fargo expert in our Wells Fargo Minute with Chris Lasondak. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Linda. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into the new trading year, and the markets are sharply higher after lawmakers passed a budget bill that prevented the fiscal cliff. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 258 points at 13,362. The S&P 500 adding 29 points at 1455, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 76 points at 3095. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 177 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 38 cents at 11.99, Ford's up 19 cents at 13.14, Citigroup up $1.47 at $41.03, and Hewlett-Packard up 69 cents at $14.94. Of local interest, PG&E up 65 cents at $40.83. Costco's up $1.91 at $100.72. And Harley-Davidson up $1.49 at $50.32. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.84%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up $1.50 a barrel at $93.32. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $18.05 an ounce at $16.92.90, while silver's up $1.14 at $31.42. This is Chris Losondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the best information about what's happening in Wall Street and what you can do with your money, or visit them on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We've got Day in History. We've got we want to talk about, you know, the important things of life, like Hugh Hefner got married again. Yeah, you didn't think it could happen, but wait, you're going to hear it first here. KCNR 1460, the adult talk radio station.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season, big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah.
Carl and Linda Bach.
You're right on tempo.
KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning on Wednesday, January the 2nd, 2013. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the important stuff first. Hugh Hefner got married again. That's right, the Hef. 86 years old. Okay, and I will give, I don't know, what do we have to give away? Do we have anything to give away? Anything? Anything. Anything at all.
Oh, good wishes.
Oh, we'll find something. We'll find something to give away. Probably a theater ticket here for this year. We're going to find something. If you can tell me how old his new wife is, Crystal Harris. Come on. Just, okay, quick. Right now. Right now. Right now. Okay. He's 86. How old is she? She is 26 years old.
Oh, well, he's moved up last
time. Playmate of the month for 2009, Crystal Harris. And guess what? Okay. Does she have blonde hair? Of course she does. Anyway, Hugh Hefner, 86, marries a 26-year-old. I mean, does anybody find that strange? Or is it just me?
Considering what it is.
Linda,
it is.
You've got a strange look in your face. Okay, what's
going
on here?
I was just thinking for her career. You know, this is a big big move on her part. I don't care how old he is. She can always say when he croaks that she was his last wife.
His last, yeah, Ms. Hefner.
Yeah.
So,
and
but
so,
here's the thing is, how thick do you think that prenuptial was that she signed? How many thousand pages?
She still can carry
pages?
The name.
How many
the name
thousand
will
pages?
The name will carry a lot of weight.
You know what? I hope
her.
He didn't get her in trouble. but maybe he did, and he's trying to do the honorable thing. is Mary Miss Harris? Okay, Bad Bob is choking over here again.
Okay, in 1788, Georgia became the fourth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. This would happen this day in history. In Fairmont, Pennsylvania, the first wire suspension bridge was opened to traffic. Brigham Young, the 71-year-old leader of the Mormon Church, was arrested on a charge of bigamy. He had 25 wives. Kind of close to Hefner, but at that point, it wasn't legal. Thomas Edison began construction on his first generator. Ellis Island opened as America's first federal immigration center. Annie Moore, at age 15, became the first person to pass through. What a legacy. What a legacy to think that your mother, grandmother became the first person to pass through the first federal immigration center.
And when was that established?
Ellis Island opened as America's first federal immigration center in 1892.
And who was the first one?
Annie Moore.
Annie Moore.
That would
be
a great
story. Who immediately went on assistance from the city. And in fact, and her relatives to this day are still drawing Social Security and SSI, which is one of the big reasons Social Security just went up 2%. Did you realize that as part of your taxes? Okay, go on, honey.
1893, the first commemorative postage stamps were issued. In 1900, the Chicago Canal opened. Oh, let's see what else is here.
Anything that's just a little more exciting, like Hugh Hefner got married on this day? Hugh Hefner was born on this day 86 years
ago. In 1957, the San Francisco and Los Angeles stock exchanges merged.
Wow.
That's
a barn
cool.
burner.
And in 1965, Broadway, I love this guy. He, to me, was the epitome of just a sexy man. Broadway Joe Namath signed the richest rookie contract. Guess how much?
$1 million.
$400,000.
At that Broadway
point,
Joe.
You know what year that is? 65.
Well, you know, back 400,000 back then was a lot of money. 400,000 today.
400,000 bucks went a long way. Yeah.
Well, you know what? 400,000. You know what? You know, a trillion just doesn't go like, you know, go as far as it used to. Anyway.
And in 1996, finally AT&T announced it would eliminate 40,000 jobs over the 3 years.
Well,
still happening.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a lot of things we want to talk about. You know, our guest today is going to be Mark Beecham. Is going to come on at 8 o'clock. Love having Mark on. He is that perfect balance of cynicism and wit, and yet in good humor, where you go like, well, it's really bad. He goes, well, it's even worse than you think. However, he makes it sound better. You know what? And Mark Beecham is the kind of guy that can tell you to go to hell, and you anticipate the journey.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Somebody's coming! Somebody's coming!
The
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a bridge cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Ensemble Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Fret Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Yeah.
This one goes.
Hey, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. Good morning, 7:23 on January the 2nd.
That song kind of reminds me.
2013. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. You know what? 28 degrees out there. You better go down and wrap yourself around a big cup of coffee that the girls down there will make for you. Finest tobacco prices in town. They'll meet or beat anybody. And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. You know, Tobacco and Brew, over 30 years in business. Joe and Shelley do just a great job in supporting this community.
That lead-in song kind of reminds me of the guy that's on hold. I can see him doing it. I can see him go, Our musician buddy, and of course we love his moniker, Coach Bob. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Hey, same to both of you. Speaking of 20-some degrees, I just drove up Hilltop passing a guy on a motorcycle. Is that nuts or what?
That's, you know, that man's got, either he loves riding so much he has no other way of getting around.
I bet you anything he's got
you got the picture.
Hey, I know, he's got some frozen chrome.
Yeah, that's it. He won't have bugs on his teeth and smile. He's just going to have winter frost. Say, reason I called, I saw something very encouraging in this morning's paper, and I don't know if you've covered it because I just turned the radio on as I'm driving out to go set up music this morning. Very encouraging that they're at least admitting in the newspaper that, and as is PG&E, that they're raising the rates to cover the cost of the lawsuit down in the Bay Area for that explosion. And hopefully people will read that, come to the realization that businesses and big corporations don't take losses. They don't pay taxes. They collect all of that from us and pass it on to the government or whomever. And that's the way it is. We pay for everything. So with natural gas prices dropping and PG&E rates going up, it's encouraging to see what it's really for. I'm not encouraged by it, and I don't want the increase, and I'm sure no one does. But it's at least good to see that there's some truth in the headline that it's because of their own problems, and we're going to pay for it.
Well, you know, everybody's, well, it's plus their problems. You're right. You know what? If I have a 2% cost given to me by the government, at some point I'm going to have to pass it on because I can't afford to, you know, if everything else stays the same, then maybe you can ride with that one. But if other things keep going up because everybody else is going to pass it on, then you have to do it. And the fact is, and part of this was they cited past mistakes and records management and other management factors that contributed to the need for the safety upgrades, which was about, you know, because of what you said, Coach Bob. And, you know, just stand by because anytime that everything, you know, anything goes up, remember when gas went up, the price of food went up. And with the new laws that we have, or not the new laws, but the ones that say that 30% of our power has to be by renewable assets by the year 2020, it's not going to go down. You can cut your kilowatts by 1,000 each month, and you're still going to pay more.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the sooner we all collectively come to the realization that this is how things work, the better off we'll be, and hopefully it'll change our voting habits and everything else. And at least that's my hope for the new year anyway.
Well,
I don't make resolutions, but I have hopes.
You know, we all have hopes. You know, that's right. You know what? Maybe I've gotten to the point, too. No, I don't make a resolution. I just hope I'll be able to do a better job this year.
Yeah, I just cross my fingers at midnight come the 31st of December every year.
Hey, you know what? When we went past the 21st of December, the Mayan calendar, hey, I thought everything after that's gravy. So, anyway. Hey, did you have a nice New Year's?
Hey, good to talk to you. Thank you. A nice way to start the year, yakking at you two.
So. All right,
well,
you
Coach
too.
Bob, thank you so much. You know, it's always great to talk to our listeners and our chat back.
Always fun to listen to the radio. Haven't been in chat room lately because I've been leaving really early. But that's good news, not bad news.
All right,
okay,
Coach Bob,
take
great
care,
to
Coach
hear
Bob.
From
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Currently 28 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 55. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, please mark your calendar for January 11th. The great music of Rick Hill and Pat Karch.
And Linda
Bott. We'll be out there, and they are wonderful, and I just happened to be lucky enough to be able to string along for the night and pull out some of my favorite jazz standards. But anyway, so 474-5546. We just have a limited amount of room out in Anselmo Vineyards. If you've been looking like, well, we haven't been up there. In fact, when we spent the New Year's Eve, there are some friends that really want to see Anselmo Vineyards. We encourage, if you're looking to bring in the new year and you wanted to wait till all the crazy time went by, now's a good time to come out and kind of just start celebrating what it is to be. It's just still hard to wrap around 2013, but that's where we are.
2013, and we're moving fast. It's, you know, nothing slows down. Nothing slows down, really. You know, we just have to, you know, hit the ground running and keep going. But right, in Anselmo Vineyards, you know, lunches, dinners, brunches, pizza night, great opportunity. And Linda, like she said, on January 11th, Linda will be out there singing. Okay, you know, we got a lot of things to talk about here. Again, you know, if you've got something like a resolution or what you think's going to happen here this year, you know, give us a call with that. You know, and by the way, hello, Sonny. Sun Gold is
good
in the
morning.
Good morning, Sun Gold and Sequester and all of our friends out there. But this year, what do you think is going to happen this year? The state of California passed 800 laws. 800 new laws went into effect yesterday. Well, I guess really today, but went into effect yesterday. So if you're out there thinking you're going to, you know, there's no more hunting of bobcats and bears with dogs. Of course, you can't hunt lions anyway. There are all types of new laws that come in. We're going to be talking also the details of the Senate bill
and the fiscal cliff. A lot of stuff we're going to be talking about when we get back here, including our own Missing in America project had a huge success in the Senate and made in a national law. We'll talk about that. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Fox Business Network stocks are in rally mode on Wall Street after Congress reached a last-minute deal to avoid the fiscal cliff. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ are all up 2% or more. The FDA, meanwhile, has approved Johnson & Johnson's drug to treat a form of resistant tuberculosis. The strain isn't common in the U.S., but it is growing globally. The drug will treat patients with multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. The affliction is possibly fatal and affects as many as 630,000 people worldwide. Shares of Zipcar are rallying after Avis Budget Group said it's buying the car-sharing company for a total of $500 million or $12.25 a share in cash. And Irving Azoff, the executive chairman of Live Entertainment, Inc., left the concert promotion giant's board and resigned as an executive. The company said Monday the 65-year-old music industry veteran says he's taking with him his business managing the Eagles, Christina Aguilera, and a handful of other major acts. Mr. Azoff's employment contract wasn't supposed to expire until mid-2014. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach. KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they believe in quality. They believe in taking care of their customers. 28 degrees out there, they want to keep you warm. Installations, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business since 1992. Go to homecomfort.org, their website, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Missing in America Project. In case you don't know what that is, that was started by a gent by the name of Fred Salanta, a retired major in the Army. Came out here in the East, and he kicked it off here in Reading, if you're in the North State. And what that does is it finds those remains of veterans who have never been claimed. And they may be in morgues. They could be in – now, these are all cremains, by the way. Most of them are in funeral homes, and nobody has ever claimed them. And so when he started looking into this, he says, I'll go in, to this spot. And he found 60 of them. And then, so they have, every other month they have an internment right here in Reading up there that I go. But then this thing has spread, and it has spread throughout the United States. So, Missing in America projects, are in different states, but the only way to handle this is to get it at the national level, because as Fred says, the only thing he wants to do is be put out of business for him to do this, where the federal government will check and see if these remains are a veteran, and if they are, then they are giving the dignity and the honor of a burial that is fitting for their service. And legislation authored in response to what Fred and his group of men and women have done was adopted unanimously Sunday by the Senate and now goes to President Barack Obama for his signature. It directs the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to work with veteran service organizations and other groups to assist the identification of abandoned remains to determine if they are veterans and eligible for burial at a national cemetery. And if they are, the Secretary of the Veterans Affairs will cover the cost of burial. If the secretary determines there's no next of kin and there are no available resources to cover burial and funeral expenses, the feds will cover it. Now, this is huge. This was one of the big things was when Fred would find these, was trying to find out if they were veterans. Because there's literally thousands of cremains left throughout the United States. They even found these are men and women that have been, awarded decorations, Silver Stars, Navy Crosses, including they reburied a Medal of Honor recipient whose grave was in the middle of a parking lot. And he was disinterred, I guess is the word. I'm not sure what it is. And then they escorted the remains back to Arlington for an honorable burial there. Anyway, congratulations to Fred Salanti. We'll try and get Fred later on this week and talk about this. It's a huge, huge bill that was just passed to help our people out like that. Okay.
I have a little something for you. Super Bowl. We love to watch the Super Bowl, of course. Who's going to perform? What ads? I know it's just the good all-American. Oh, well, it seems that CBS has two 30-second Super Bowl ad slots left to sell. And, of course, those,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, as of right now, they haven't sold them, huh?
And they could be going at any moment, says the executive vice president of sports sales. He says, we're very, very close to being sold out. What's more, he shares with record rates of up to $3.8 million per 30-second slot.
Well, I guess we got a good deal on that $2.5 million for our 30-second slot there on Super Bowl.
I guess. So in the Facebook era, of course, with instant messaging and the ultra-short clips, that's all the rage. It seems that marketers appear to be going the opposite direction for the big game. This is going to be the first bowl that broadcasts three commercials during the game that each will be longer than 1 minute. This is history making. CBS declined to name any of the advertisers just of yet, but Chrysler has hired a long form ad during the past Super Bowls. There's going to be some, of course, repeaters as well. And it's also saying that with the censorship that they've already sent back a few because there was too much leg.
It's got to be GoDaddy.com.
Yeah.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Anyway, so they have not released the names yet of who's going to perform. This is going to be, but a lot of social media. And of course, they're the big game, lots of surprises with several big name celebrities that are going to be announced in the next few weeks. So we'll find out just exactly who's going to be appearing in those ads. We like to sit around. Great all-American entertainment.
Well, you know what bothers me, though?
It's kind next of irritates to the World Series.
You know what? They keep interrupting these commercials with this football game that usually is not that good. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's the new year, and it's going to be a great year. Have the faith. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today. For less.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Catherine and I would like to let everyone know, if you're not sure what to give this holiday season, think about a kerosene heater, something everybody can use, whether a small portable or a full-size Toyo to heat your house or cabin. Stop by the Reading office and check out our showroom. If you'd like to have Johnny come out and give you a quote or talk about a trade-in, we're selling a lot of odorless kerosene for all the portable heaters in your container or ours. For the folks in the city limits, we now have the 1-gallon barbecue bottles, so bring in your old 5-gallon bottles and we'll take them off your hands. We also have propane heaters for the top of your propane bottles. For all the die-hard woodcutters, we're selling ethanol-free 93 and bar oil. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for all the computer folks. Weaverville, Corning, and the Reading stores open till 3:30 on Saturday. 241-2196. Happy holidays and thanks a lot.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
KCNR 1460. It's great to have you here on this January 2nd, 7:43 in the morning, currently 28 degrees in the downtown studios.
In this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. It's your neighbors making great deals for you. They have a huge selection of new and previously owned trucks, cars, and SUVs. If you can't find one there, it probably doesn't exist. And their service department is second to none. They take great pride in getting people in and out and their vehicles maintained to the highest standards. That's Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. That's 223-2177. Or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading.
You know, when we talk about gaming, of course, we've gone through some of the headlines. The Walking Dead is the number one game for 2012.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, we got Mark Beecham, who will be our guest at 8 o'clock. Love to have Mark on.
somebody wrote to us and said that, hey, they were looking forward. You know, they read about it in a column that he wrote about. And, however, when they went to our website and they saw Fox News, I'm not gonna listen to your show because you have Fox News as your news, on the top of the hour. I mean, and I thought about that. I mean, we just saw that this morning and thought, oh my gosh, we didn't get her as a listener. Well, you know, frankly, I mean, if instead of, so you look at something like that because it has Fox News and, you know, we run headlines on there from Fox News and frankly, listening to CNN and MSNBC and all of these, when you're talking about news, there's no difference or such a little difference between, you know, the headline news and all those others on the news portion of it. You know, you want to get into commentary? Yes, absolutely. But that's commentary, not news. But, but then to say, well, I'm not going to listen because, I'm not, you know what, that just, you know, you've got Fox News on. How silly is that? You know, I mean, if, for our show, we have, you know, when we have people on, we try to represent and we will continue to do this. We've had well over 1,000 guests, wouldn't you say, Bad Bob? When you add it up, I mean, it's got to be over 3 years, well over 1,000 guests. And they range from the ACLU to the NAACP to, I mean, and well, let me see, liberals, progressives, Tea Party, militias, Occupy, people that have said that all Republicans should be tried and executed for treason. I mean, here on the air, right? I mean, we've had, you know, people wanting to legalize marijuana and keep the shops open, even though the lawyer's a little bit strange. All of these people, anybody that's in a part of our community reflects our community are welcome here. And the highest compliment we've ever gotten, I believe, is that everybody that comes on here thinks they've been treated fairly. And there's no ambush tactics here. In fact, somebody told me the other day, you know what, you're really too laid back with people there. I said, well, you know what, I can go after people.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you do it.
But it's usually politicians or people that have gotten into things and they start to say things that are a little strange. But, you know, but the bottom line is not to listen to something because you look at a website that has Fox News. And not look at the fact we have 17 local programs that reflect our community and, you know, are part of our community and that they're, I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous. And this is what's wrong with a lot of America today. They are so polarized, they will look at something like that and go, oh, obviously this is not, they have nothing to say that I'd want to listen to. And that's the problem. I will sit here and listen to somebody tell me that Republicans should be executed for treason, because even though that is ludicrous, there's other things that he says that, you know, something, maybe something to take away from. The head of the Democratic Party up here comes in and has a veteran and has, you know, we find that we've got much, you know, we've got much more in common than things that we don't agree on. And, you know, Doug Bennett, everybody. I mean, the whole thing is to put people into a corner, to paint them into a corner based on that is
rather a broad brush.
It's a lack of wanting to hear perhaps another side. And so ma'am, and I'm not going to give your name, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I really am, because see, that's your loss. That really, I truly believe that's your loss, that you're not, you know, that you are so afraid to listen to another point of view. So afraid to listen to another point of view that you're just going to cut it out. And that type of attitude is an example of what's wrong with America right now. Okay. And see, nobody knows who it is. I didn't say who it was. Didn't say what her name was.
Well, kind of, it's along the lines. Do you remember when we first started the station? I had a friend. No, I mean, it's
no, you're
3
right.
years ago.
Oh,
yeah. I had a friend of mine who I went to high school with. And I won't mention names, but it became a very big name in broadcasting and is a very famous voice in many of the network and movie trailers. And I called him up all excited about, to do a lead-in voice. And, I'll tell you what, I didn't realize the blowers were outside. I guess it's January 2nd. They're all out, just in case you hear that.
We still have money left in the budget.
So anyway, long story short, as we're ranting about this, I get this email back from him saying that he saw the lineup of our what our stations are, and that he lives an alternative lifestyle and cannot put his voice. I thought, are you telling me that every movie and every commercial and everything you lend your voice to professionally really lines up with your ideals in life? I mean, professional is professional. It's like me saying, oh, you think this way, so I can't come and sing at your party. I mean,
how silly is this?
I suppose I could do that, but.
But how silly is this?
I mean,
you're so afraid of what other people are going to say.
Well, it's not afraid. It's a choice.
Well,
but I think it's rather narrow, in my opinion.
Narrow. That's good. I like
no,
that.
No, I would not, of course. You know, there's certain places I'm not going to put myself because I don't really perhaps believe in, like, well, but I don't see that those people would be calling me anyway. But anyway, I'm off the subject. I've kind of gone over there in left field. But the reality is that there are those who even professionally will choose not be, and I think it is, again, we're going to say that, and not to be redundant, but it's a narrow perspective.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break here. We've got a lot of stuff still here we need to talk about, something about the fiscal cliff and a couple other things. And do you think that, remember I think it's Garnet. Is that Gannett? No, it's Gannett Newspaper Corporation. And that newspaper up in New York State who put all the names and addresses of people who had a gun permit, not necessarily a gun, but a gun permit, into not only did they put their names and addresses, but they put them on maps. And now they're out. They're on the move again to another county. And wait till you hear what happened there. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win.
Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. It is 7:55 in the morning, 28 degrees out there. Ooh. When we start talking about the fiscal cliff and all that, you start thinking about how much money is going to be, what's going to happen? Are we going to be, what's it going to do to our economy? What's it going to do to the average person? And so we're going to be talking a lot more about that in the next hour. Somebody says in here, we're ragging on people because we're talking about people being narrow in their point of view. If that's ragging on people, I guess you could say we are. I'm not sure how that is. If you're talking about reflecting in a society that just makes decisions based not on their own finding of facts, but just something they just see in passing. I find that type of response interesting. Okay.
Well, we were going through the presidential election. I made it a point to watch the Democratic convention, the Republican convention, and I did flip between CSNBC, CNN, and Fox. I wanted to see with their anchors and their views and their people on the floor how they were covering it, because I thought it was really important from all aspects, if you want to call that all news agencies at that particular point. Some people think CSNBC is quite liberal, and some people think Fox is a little bit just way to the right, conservative. Yeah. And off the wall. Let's go to the phones. John Dixon, you are on line one. Hey, good morning.
Hey, John.
Good morning.
Happy Carl. New Year, my
Happy
friend.
Happy New Year, my friends.
It's going to be a great year. I hope
it is going to be a great year. Yeah. And I'm sorry that somebody found that your station's leaning on the news is essential to their listening to the program, because it sure is going to cut them out of a whole lot of information.
John, you've obviously been listening. When you see things like that, because I know you listen a lot, we have people, to just to look and say, oh, you've got Fox News, so you must, so I'm not going to listen. Isn't that strange?
Well, you know what? If they have a problem with an individual news announcer, they should say so. But the whole program... Fox News, I don't care what anybody says, it's one of the most open news is going. People can think that the opinion people have a leaning, but the news is just reported. And it's silly for people to take it as any other thing.
Yeah, well, I think so. Anyway.
One of the most important things today that I wanted to mention.
Sure.
Is the anniversary. Your name? Of... our Navy SEALs. They were formed 51 years ago today. They came into existence by John F. Kennedy, and they've had tremendous amount of coverage in the past year, but it's just important that we recognize the fact that they have been in existence over 50 years.
You know what? Thanks, John. You know what? I didn't pick up on that one.
Yeah.
51 years.
51 years. That's a long time to be in existence.
Well, you and I have been in existence a little bit over that, John. Come on, John. Let's not act like it's terribly ageist.
Very important, 51 very important years, and they've done such important work throughout the world. And we thank you so much, John, for bringing that to our attention today, and we salute those who have become the Navy SEALs.
Our honored service members who are doing one fantastic job all the way around. But the SEALs, extraordinary, and this is their day, kind of. So,
yeah, well, happy birthday. Happy birthday, SEALs.
Yes.
All right. Hey, John, thank you so much.
Year.
Thank you.
We will see you soon.
Time. Happy New Year, and the best to you in health and happiness.
If I can get over this cold that I got from my grandson.
Well, you need to get your butt down here. We got to get you on again.
I'll be down soon, Carl.
Okay.
I'm ready to work. I'm
All
ready
right.
to do some business.
Okay, super.
Okay,
great.
Buddy. You have a nice, great days. Bye.
Thank you. You too, John. So good to hear from you. Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you people this morning?
Fine. We got about a minute.
thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I bought a new handgun at one of our famous sporting goods stores 2 weeks ago, and I picked it up the other day.
Yeah.
And had to buy a holster for it, so I found an Uncle Mike's, which I thought might be a good holster, and I brought it home and fit okay, but guess what? The sucker's made in Vietnam.
That
back to him.
That went back, right?
Uncle Mike.
Okay.
That's unreal that we can't buy something made right here in this country instead of Vietnam.
Well, you know, Bill, we got to run, but you know what? Thank you very much for that. You know, but there are a lot of equipment, a lot of stuff made here in the United States. You just have to search for it. Happy New Year, my friend. Thanks so much for your call. We got to run for the news.
Happy New Year. Buddy.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
KCNR.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's all the rage on Wall Street. Congress's fiscal cliff deal sparking a big rally, the Dow surging 245 points. So what did the House pass? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live in Washington.
All this bill needs is the president's signature. He's in Hawaii now, but he intends to sign it.
I will sign a law that raises taxes on the wealthiest 2% of Americans, while preventing a middle-class tax hike that could have sent the economy back into recession.
Taxes go up on income starting at $400,000 for individuals, $450,000 for couples. The estate tax goes up starting at $5 million, and unemployment insurance is extended a year. Automatic defense and domestic spending cuts were delayed 2 months. Congress and the president will still have to deal with that and the approaching debt ceiling. Republicans expect more give on spending this time. Dave?
Now, Mike, one thing still unresolved has some in Congress angry. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
A plan to provide emergency disaster relief for Superstorm Sandy victims has been scrapped in the House.
Now, at best, the Speaker has said that Sandy's victims will need to wait until the next Congress.
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer, New York Republican Michael Grimm says this about House Speaker John Boehner.
I feel betrayed. I think everyone in New York and New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania feels betrayed.
A $60 billion Senate bill turned off some conservatives, saying it was packed with pork and spending for non-Sandy programs. Dave.
Jared, Pennsylvania's governor is going to take the NCAA to court, suing over the sanctions on Penn State for the child molestation scandal.
In July, Penn State agreed to pay a $60 million fine and incur some football-based punishments for its role in the alleged cover-up of the actions by former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky.
Bob Hauer with Fox affiliate WHP.
Some state and federal lawmakers have raised concerns that the fine monies wouldn't be staying in Pennsylvania to finance child abuse prevention grants.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about health care, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Syria's nearly two-year civil war keeps getting deadlier. The UN now estimates 60,000 people have been killed, and the bombing and shelling continues today. In the last month, three more states have made it legal for gay couples to say I do: Washington, Maine, and Maryland. Illinois lawmakers could vote on that this week.
Richard Rikus of suburban Chicago is gay and says he and his partner Carlos are in a loving, committed relationship and have a son.
And we really just want him to have the same sense that all other kids have, that his family has the same standing as every other family out there.
Against legalizing same-sex marriage is Paul Caprio of the Illinois Family PAC.
A man is not a mother, and a woman is not a father.
They never have been, and they never will be.
Also opposed to gay marriage is Chicago's Francis Cardinal George, who is urging respect for gays and lesbians, but asking Catholics to let state lawmakers know they oppose same-sex marriage. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A small plane crash in Alabama has left three people dead. The Walker County Sheriff's Office believes teenagers took it out on a joyride last night and crashed less than a mile after takeoff. A celebrity photographer hoping to get pics of Justin Bieber hit and killed on a street in L.A.
Los Angeles police say the paparazzo is taking pictures of Justin Bieber's Ferrari. Bieber was not in the car at the time. A friend of the pop star's was driving when it was pulled over by police for a traffic stop. The man took pictures of the car, and as he returned to his own vehicle, he was struck by a car and later died at a hospital Tuesday evening. Police say no charges are expected against the motorist who hit the man. Justin Bieber's publicist has not yet released a statement. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
They were born on the same day as identical twins. Now Amy and Ashley Nelson have become moms on the same day. The 19-year-olds gave birth to baby boys Monday in Akron, Ohio, within 2 hours of each other. But it wasn't planned that way. Their due dates were about a week apart. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 with Carl on the bot. 8:05 in the morning, January the 2nd, 2013. Fourth year and going strong and growing every day. Bad Bob's with us. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we are chatting and streaming online, KCNR1460.com. Sequester. Sequester, you've been listening for 3 years. You know, sequester's in there, and, you know, we always listen to constructive criticism, if that's what it is. Don't we, Bad Bob? I know Linda does. Linda, who is the snowmobile champion driver of the world.
Well,
we found
okay.
out.
Second time ever to go snowmobile. We're going to share this just a little, you know. It was our anniversary yesterday, and we went up to some friends. It had a beautiful, beautiful three-day trip. And yesterday we all went, a group of nine, went to snowmobile. And we probably didn't start till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we went on a double. So, of course, you know, I'm in the back and Carl's in the front. But then we decided to switch out, which was really great. Because we did this one time before, and it was really hard for Carl to relinquish
his position. I was screaming like a small girl.
So
in the back.
When
my legs were flying around, I was taking air off the seat.
But you willingly, this second time that we went.
Pushed back and let you.
You did.
I took that seat. I rode
behind. So we were going to go, I think it was called the Shingle Springs route or something like that. That was, you know, this particular trail. And what did I do?
Well, we went around a corner that was cambered wrong, which, of course, most of them are. And with the speed that we were going, not extraordinarily fast, but off the trail.
I lost control.
And
I rolled it.
We didn't roll it. We just dumped it on the side.
We dumped it.
Rolling it would have been.
Yeah, I thought, oh, this snowmobile is going to go over the cliff. Oh, my God. My heart raced. We slid out. You know, of course, there's a lot of power in those things. It's kind of scary. But, you know, you handled it so well because you were on the back. And you just got it. You got it out, put it in reverse, you know, well, we'd say peel some rubber if it was really on the ground. And we took off. We said, share the adventure. You know, it's just a different.
Snowmobiling is fun. You know, I've been riding motorcycles since I was, 16 years old, and a snowmobile is much harder. But you know what? You have to know what you're doing. And speaking of knowing what you're doing, let's go to Chris Lasondak for our Wells Fargo Advisors. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into the new trading year, and the markets are sharply higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 236 points at 13,340. The S&P 500 adding 26 points at 1452, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 69 points at 3,089. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 267 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $14.18 at $547.21. Qualcomm up $1.94 at $63.96. Intel up 50 cents at $21.13. And Microsoft also up 50 cents at $27.22. Of local interest, Safeway up 18 cents at $18.27. Costco up $1.86 at $100.65, while Home Depot's up $1.13 at $62.98. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.83%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's up $1.73 a barrel at $93.55, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $15.96 an ounce at $16.90.50, while silver's up 74 cents an ounce at $31.02. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They've got great advice for you, or stop by and visit them on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, Happy New Year. It's going to be a great year. Let's go into it with our eyes wide open and our ears pinned back.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family-owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available, as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Yeah, welcome back. 8:13 in the morning, Carl, and about 28 degrees out there. What's it going to be like today?
Beautiful day. Looks like we're going to have sunny with temperatures around 55. Areas of frost this evening with temperatures around 29. Tomorrow on that Thursday, beautiful Thursday of the first Thursday of January. We're going to have morning frost with temperatures, raising to around 54 with patchy frost in the evenings to 31. And it looks like the weather will pretty much continue to be like that throughout the week and the weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Linda's going to be out there January 11th and be singing. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You got to ask yourself some questions. Is the price competitive? Do they offer senior and veteran discounts? And is it locally owned and family operated? Well, Shasta Gas Propane can say yes to all of those. They have over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago this huge brouhaha where this New York newspaper printed the names and gave not only just the names, the addresses, but put them on a map of everybody that owned a gun permit in this county? So does everybody remember that? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And how that, what the big brouhaha was how dare you do that? And they said, well, it's just, you know, this is the Gannett newspapers.
Yeah.
Did I just talk about this in the last break?
We talked about it on Friday, on Monday, but public information.
Yeah, but there's something new that just happened in this. It's public information, but they went after another county in New York, and this was, Putnam County, and they asked for all the names of these people, and guess what happened? The clerk said, I'm not giving you that information. He said, you know what? There's law, and there's what's right. He said, I would never give a name to to be published that could cause harm that may be may result in the death or the assault or the harm to one of our residents. And they turned them down. Now, this is the Gannett Newspaper Corporation who's doing this. And then there's been this nationwide call to, boycott their advertisers and all this in this paper, but I find this so refreshing. And then they're getting ready to have a press conference today where the county executive officer, you know, the Larry Lee's counterpart, and says, we're not going to give you the numbers. We're not going to give you the names. We're not going to give you the addresses. You know, I don't care. You're using it to sell papers and you're putting our people at risk. What a refreshing, refreshing attitude to have something like this happen. To stand up and say, you know what? No, I'm not going to give that to you because you're going to use it in an unwise manner, and I'm not going to be a party to this. Now, what do you think is going to happen with that one? What?
They'll probably file a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit because they can.
Well, they can, but the thing is that, you know, can they finally force them into doing that? You know what would happen then, as far as I'm concerned? Oops, we redacted all the addresses. It was by accident. You know, they're in there right now. I would.
Interesting.
Can you imagine Larry Lee's doing that? Can you imagine Larry Lee, our county clerk, Kathy Darling, Allen, and Larry Lee standing up in front of a news corporation and saying, we are not going to give these to you because it could cause harm to our residents. I find it refreshing that somebody standing up and saying, you know what, that, you know, you may have the ability to do it, but I don't think it's right. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning, our yellow cap philosopher.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing today?
You know, it's doing great.
Great, Jay.
I'm still trying to wake up from yesterday.
Hey, what was that like for you? Did you have a lot of walk of shame pickups?
Well, in a word, little.
Did anybody throw up in the cab?
The whole town wants to go somewhere now, and it's cold. You guys say more.
Oh, okay. So what was...
Oh, yes, and we're drunk, and we don't know where we're at. But other than that, everything's fine.
I want to go home, but I don't remember where it's at. I have fallen, and I can't get up, and I'm in your taxi cab.
Hey, do you have, like, a highlight of what was the best story? Do you have, like, one, you know, of course, no names, but, I mean, is there something that sticks with you, like, this is the most outrageous thing that happened?
Well, I got the guy who tried to open a door on the side of the van that doesn't have a door.
Oh, no. It's just, it's so over the top. Okay, well, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, change frame here. Yeah, you know, when it comes to the media, you know, I've heard them called drive-by media, and it seems to be the most accurate way. They hide behind some very important rights. It's the right of the media and of people to get to the bottom of things, so there's transparency in government. But they have twisted it and transformed it into this terrible mutation. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's time to start getting some names and addresses of all the people who work at that place and put them on a map. See how they like it.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, if you're going to...
They want to play
you
that
know,
way?
That's got to be public way. Information, right? You know, how about this? How about newscasters and all these people that are the leads for the newscasters for all these organizations? Okay, why don't we just say, hey, this is Tom Brokaw, Democrat. And I'm bringing you, why not do that? Why not give out political affiliations?
Yep. You know, it reminds me of a goofy line from a movie. You know, these folks from Chicago witnessed a murder. They're hiding out in, like, North Dakota or something, and they're at a restaurant. And, you know, the guys, they start talking. Next thing he says, next thing you're going to tell me you guys are Democrats. I go, well, surely there's some of us. And the guy's granddaughter pipes up and says, 14 of them, and we know who they are.
Okay, going back to the cab. Now, did you, was there, I know that Linda asked you, but how was this New Year's compared to other New Year's?
Because
you've been doing this for a couple years.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while now. Basically, I'd say it was about the same, a little more subdued because of the weather being cold.
Yeah, okay.
Colder than normal.
Well, did you help anybody whose tongue was stuck to the lamppost or anything?
No, but I'm sure that they were out there. But you know, it was very busy. You know, I came in early and worked hard, and we, you know, all the cows in town, every company, we all worked very hard and got as many people to where they need to go as quickly as possible, and that's just the way the first is. But you know, dealing with that many drunk people is always entertaining.
Yeah, I guess so. I have found it to be less than entertaining at times, but okay.
Well, entertaining is a amorphous word. It can mean what you want it to mean.
Yeah, it's like interesting. May your life be interesting. Okay, hey Jay, thanks
Jay,
a lot. You know, thanks
great.
For calling in because you always got to kind of wonder, you know, that you know if you want to be, if, what job do you want to have on New Year's Eve? I want to be a yellow cab driver so I can pick up people and just watch them.
Oh,
and
my
I mean,
gosh.
And watch the strange things they do. But then again, some of the things they do.
Carl, when I was in kindergarten, that's what I said. I want to be a cab driver when I grow up.
It's not everybody that lives the dream, Jay.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, take care.
It's
Happy
a noble
New Year.
Profession.
All right, we're going to take you. Yeah, you know what? It's
saving lives.
You know, and they have things, too, is that yellow cab special. You know, they pick up older people and they take them shopping. I mean, really, they take them out, drop them off, pick them up a few minutes later, an hour later, whatever. All right, we got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:22 in the morning on January the 2nd. We'll be right back. That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:25 in the morning, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, up to 28 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today, up to 55. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He does a guarantee that other shops don't. He's going to fix that windshield, and he's going to make sure it lasts from a small chip up to cracks up to 24 inches long. He's located at 3280 Market Street. Jeff Wurst is in Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and he does great work, and like I said, he guarantees his work. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 and see if Jeff can help you. And here's the best thing about Jeff. If he can't help you, he's just not going to slap something on there and say, oh, okay, yeah, you're okay now. No, he's going to tell you if you can or not. Integrity. Integrity. That's what we look for in the people we do business with. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right. You know, when you get into these things, you know, you get into all these laws that people pass, and they're talking about, oh, you know, let's do away with this. You know, after the, you know, the tragedy back in Connecticut, the things that people, you know, that we need to do away with every weapon in the United States. I mean, we get going on things like that, and it makes you wonder, you know, are they really? I mean, this is a feel good measure. This is a measure that oh my gosh, this will prevent all this. Of course, it's not going to prevent all this. It's not going to prevent this. What it's going to do is it's going to lead to a huge schism in the United States. You know, people in the United States believe you have the right to have a weapon. And so does the Supreme Court said it. The Constitution says it. Well, but you don't need this weapon. You don't need this kind of weapon. You know what? I think you should have a weapon, but I think you have too many weapons. Well, what's too many? I mean, really, what's too many? And you say, how many do you need? Okay, you're going to go shooting. What kind of, how many do you need? Okay. Let's talk about that. All right. So, let's go hunting. Let's go bird hunting. So you may be shooting, you know, maybe hunting for quail or dove. So you want a light shotgun that can swing through really quickly. So that's maybe it's a 20 gauge. Let's just say it's a 20 gauge. And then if you're hunting up, duck, pheasant, chucker, and you want something that's going to throw out a heavier load, okay, that's a 12 gauge. So that's two shotguns. And then if you enjoy shooting and you go out with, you know, and you go out and belong to a trap or sporting clays or, you know, something like that, and then, you know, that's a different type of weapon that you have. It's another 12 gauge, but it's set up differently. So that's three shotguns. I mean, well, it is. And then, you have some shotguns that you may want to use a different kind. It may be a semi-automatic shotgun. Yes, one that every time you pull the trigger, it's used, but you can put three rounds into it. Or you may want to have a double barrel. Or you may want to have an over-under. But the thing is that you could have 6, 7, 8 shotguns. Oh, but we're not talking about shotguns. We're not talking about shotguns. No, you should talk about shotguns because it's, again, it's part of the weapons here. So as soon as you, what I'm getting at is once you start saying you can only have so many, then you have put huge restrictions. You're starting to put restrictions on everything. How about this? You can talk to me and you can talk to the world, but you can't talk about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I should be able to say anything I want, you know, about taxes. It's not hurting anybody. Well, you're right. It's not. But, hey, look, I just don't think you – I think you should only be able to talk 50,000 words a day. There you go.
Well, how about I'm going to invalidate everything else that happens on your radio station because you subscribe to a particular news service I don't agree with. So I'm going to invalidate everything else that comes off your airwaves.
But here's the thing is, here's how you censor that. Don't listen. You don't pass a law that says, I'm sorry, not only will I not listen, I don't want anybody else to listen because you have Fox News on there.
Yeah.
Or you have MSNBC on there. So we need a law to keep those people from listening and to save themselves.
They've tried that, the Fairness Doctrine.
And it
has been threatening to rear its ugly little head again.
Well, now, why do you think that is? I mean, you know, frankly, you know why I think that'll go away? That Fairness Doctrine? It's because Obama won. He won. And because of that, you know, how can you scream and say that it's not fair? It's not fair because, you have people out there saying their own minds about things and, you need to give equal opportunity. Well, equal opportunity seems to me President Obama won. We'll be right back. Carla Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Hope you're having a great day and a great new year.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street now that Washington's decided how it's going to deal with the fiscal cliff. And while there may be a lot of market winners...
For the president, this is a partial victory. He mostly won on raising taxes on wealthier Americans, but he failed to get a comprehensive package.
Unfortunately, there just wasn't enough support or time for that kind of large agreement in a lame duck session of Congress.
What he got was an income tax increase on Americans making over $400,000, $450 for couples.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz.
Taxes go up on estates over $5 million. Unemployment insurance is extended a year. Automatic cuts to the military and domestic programs were delayed 2 months. Republicans say they now expect the president to offer some significant spending cuts.
Still unresolved, the nation's debt ceiling and deep federal spending cuts. This is a Fox News alert.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yes. Yes. Hot mics here.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Happy New Year from the gents down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black.
I'm talking about you guys over New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Great guy. I mean, great haircuts. I mean, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. What can I say? Man's last stronghold.
It's a chilly morning. We've had about, I guess it's around 29 degrees. Sunny today with temperatures around 55. Areas of a frost this evening with temperatures around 29 degrees. Happy January 2nd, 2013. Here's a really fun story. Pilot David Zentner was flying his personal plane from North Carolina to his Florida home when he decided to fly over his house and saw something unusual. He observed a silver truck with a white camper in his driveway and lowered his altitude to get a closer look. Sound familiar? Next door neighbor? John, you're listening. We understand. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that this guy saw a man looking in the windows of his home and then attached his red trailer and pulled out of his driveway. Well, Zentner called the police and then began following the thief in his plane. The runaway trailer was located by authorities who stopped the robber at a traffic stop. This guy was arrested and charged with grand theft. By then, Zentner had landed his plane and came to the scene to get his trailer back.
You know, this is great.
Police found a loaded rifle and bullets inside of Haynes' pickup truck, the report said. So it seems that he was on bail for a certain amount of money, and I just think that that's great.
I think it's great. You're flying over your house. Hey, you know, we had Mark Beecham set up for today, and Mark's under the weather. So that's why Mark's not here. We're going to reschedule him because he's a great guy to have on. I mean, like I said at the beginning, you know, that great mixture of cynicism and wit and humor that kind of like, it, you know, to start the year off here. We'll have him on as soon as we can. Okay, but let's go to the phones. BC, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl Linda. Happy 213 coming on down the pike.
Yeah.
Listen, a question for you. One, I got a comment to make about you never let a crisis go bad there. If they want to publish numbers, sheer numbers, they could look at illegals kill 12 people every day in the United States on an average. That's 4,380 last year that they've murdered. Illegals on DUI deaths are 13 a day to the tune of 4,745. You never see that. If that was published in the paper, somebody would probably want to do something about it and maybe could. But back to this other deal. We're talking about guns and stuff. Why in the world did the DHS order 100 million rounds of 40 caliber bullets? And the last order, $450 million, to be delivered within, what, the next 4 months?
Well, you know,
I've been, point.
They got a good deal. Yeah, well, yeah, Bob's over there saying maybe they got a good deal. The you know, what I'm looking at, BC, on this one is they have so much that they have to practice with, right? And they have they have to go through their scenarios. But to me, I mean, is it that much? I mean, you know they're going to have some they have to do fam firing, some they have to requal with and all this. But is it that many rounds? That's an awful lot of ammunition.
And also, why hollow point? Who shoots targets with hollow points? Are they more money or are they less money?
Well, it's not, you know what, they're not going to shoot targets with hollow points. Hollow points are for, you know, thin skin game, there you might say, but they're going to practice with what they're going to shoot with. I can understand that.
Have you got a clue? I mean, it's illegal to use them in war with the Geneva Convention, right?
But it's not illegal. It's not illegal for police to use them.
Of hollow points.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they can, you know, we'll have to check for sure, but I think that you're going to see is that especially when they're carrying, you know, 9 mils, that a 9 mil a jacketed round goes right through you. And so that, of course, is much better than if it hits and expands. But I'm not sure why they need it so much. I've saw that before, BC, and I, you know, my question was is how much do you need to practice with and to arm your people? Is there that many? One, is that many of them out there? And two, is this something they buy every other year? Or is this something a year? If this is a yearly buy, then they must be stocking it someplace.
Evidently. But I wonder what the sheer numbers are on the total under DHS, the BLM, and the Forest Service, and the ATF. And I wonder what their total numbers are.
Well, I have no idea. But that's something to find out. How many people are out there carrying, and how many people have law enforcement capabilities, Department of Fish and, what is it now, Fish and
Game.
Game.
Yeah.
Not wildlife anymore. No, it's not game, it's wildlife.
It would certainly be interesting to have Dianne Feinstein, the gal, the only gal that got caught with a .38 revolver in her purse in Congress, but it would be interesting to have her address this and say, why do you want hollow points and why do you want 100 million rounds? Anyhow, let somebody else come in, Carl. Thank you.
BC, yeah, the 100 million rounds. We need to check that out. Yeah, Bob, we'll get Felony Bob on this because, you know, anything has to do with felonies, he's right there. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today. For less.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway.
Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. On the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl in the Bot. Hey, January 2nd, 2013, my friends. Welcome to our new year. And we're laughing. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's go to Henry. Henry, good morning and happy new year. Thanks for giving us a call on our first day back.
Well, Carl, I want to congratulate you newlyweds on your anniversary.
Yep. Well, you know, I used what you told me. You know, you gave me that your benefit of 65 years of marriage, Henry, and you said,
"That's right."
Just remember these words.
Those basic rules.
Those basic rules. Yes, honey, you're right.
And we snowmobiled yesterday, and I dumped it. So you can imagine this big old machine, and just turning it over.
And it's late.
Carl was really great about it. I was driving. He's like, "Well,
did you think, honey?" And she says, "Honey, was I going?" No, honey, you did everything perfectly. It was that damn trail.
Well, the thing you got to do is say yes, dear.
Yep, that was it. Yes, dear.
Yes.
Was I okay? Yes, dear.
And after all, Linda, remember the words of the great Tammy Wynette. That he only, what is it that after all, he's only a man.
That's right. That's right. He's only a man. You know what? That's right. You've got to have. You've got to have. Well, it's not Stand By Your Man. It's just he's only a man. You know. So. Hey.
Well, that was part of the song. You know.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, Henry?
Anyway, I'll tell you. I'm so disgusted this morning, I'm about ready to, well, I am packing up to go to Mexico, but the fact remains that they're after our guns. I think we should keep them loaded if we're going to stay here. We might need them. And the second thing is that I hope the Republicans that voted for that thing, kicking the can down the road, have that bad taste in the mouth the rest of their life for kissing you-know-what.
Well, you know what? I'm still trying to figure out. You know, when you look at what they've done, is no, there was more spending, very little cuts, more taxes, and you know the income tax rates are going up for people. The estate taxes are going up. The capital gains and dividends are going up. You know, what they're extending is the expansion of the child tax credit, the earned income tax credit, and up to a $2,500 tax credit for college. All this gets added onto it. I mean, more spending.
And well, it's more spending, and they're not going to cut spending.
It does block a 20
down the road just to get it out, you know, get it away from this massive cuts.
Well,
and
you know,
now they're going to go back in, and they're going to do the same thing again. They're going to kick the can down the road.
Well, you know, the other thing too is, you know, the Social Security payroll tax cut—that's a 2% point we're going to be paying more of. You know, the other thing though is that, you know, this cuts in Medicare reimbursement to doctors every year it comes up, and it's a 27% cut in Medicare payments. So the doctors have got to sit there and go, you know, am I going to get a 27% cut in my pay? You know, if you're doing Medicare each year, so they have not fixed that one. And then we haven't even factored in Obamacare, where people are already, it's impacting on them. I talked to my brother yesterday, who's an ophthalmologist, and he said he just didn't have, you know what, even when looking at it, when this thing cuts in, he just, the amount of money they're taking away from the doctors to the providers, and is just unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you, the whole thing is getting ridiculous, and you know, I'm almost to the point that I wish the South had won the Civil War.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. You know, it's the fact is though is that you're heading to Mexico and you're going to sit down there and live off the fat of the land because their economy is going great and people,
their
it's going to be warm and you can
there.
Go fishing every day.
Fellas, and, I mean, there are people standing in line to hire them.
Well, you know, but there's a lot of things you can't do down there. You can't have a weapon. You can't, you know, there's certain other things you can't do.
The only thing you can't do down there is you can't have a weapon or ammunition.
Or anything that looks like one, or they'll put you in jail for 3 years.
Well, that's very true. But if you stay by those rules, you know how to play the game.
That's true.
It's not a problem.
If you play by the rules. But see, here's the difference is, why don't they play by our rules then? Because they don't have to.
Well, they don't have to. But the thing is, Carl, that give you for instance, I did some building down there some time back. So I went to the camp owner that I live in and said, what do I need to do to get the building? And she said, what do you want to build? And I told her I wanted to build a little house out here, a shed for my propane tanks, a storage shed and such as that. I says, do I need a permit? And she says, no. She says, if it falls down, it's your fault. You know?
Yeah, now, well, it is. Yeah.
This, no permits, no nothing. And do you know what their property tax is down there for a house?
No.
I have some friends or Mexicans down there and have it's a roundhouse, kind of built round, but it's quite large.
Right.
And with an interior garden in it, their taxes are $23 a year.
Well, I can understand that.
You know.
Okay, Henry. Okay. You have. I think you. You know what? We had somebody on the other day that talked about all the wetbacks, and this is what he called them: wetbacks heading to Mexico. American wetbacks. They're going to Mexico because they're finding jobs and they're able to live down there so much cheaper, and the government's not on their back.
Quite the expat community.
Right. Yeah, it's growing every day illegally.
So the matter is, I can go down there today if I had ambition enough, and. Go in and get an FM2, which would cost me about $250, and I can go to work the next day down there.
There you go.
Now the only thing I can't do is I can't vote.
Well, you know what? See, there's a difference again. We have people here illegally that can vote. All right, Henry, we've got to run. Thanks a lot.
When
you give us a call before you leave.
I will.
All right, take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, your community newspaper on the air. We try to talk about what you want to talk about. The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement, the change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977. And carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. 8:54 in the morning, 28 degrees out there, January the 2nd, 2013. And, you know, we were just talking about, you know, great way to start the year off. We had a lot of, you know, old friends and listeners and everybody calling today and, you know, and some stuff in the chat room and stuff. I guess, you know, Bob, I can't because my computer just, you know, it goes out like about 15 after every day. Anything, you know, people saying, well, sunny and, you know, sequestered and all this and a number of
Well, a couple of items here. Yeah. Just something about that Wally Herger voted yes on House Resolution 8. And I'm not, was that the fiscal cliff thing?
I'm sure it was. Yeah. I'm sure. And then today, Doug LaMalfa. Took his oath of office. But then you have other things happen that are pretty cool. You know, people come and Sharon walked in today, and she brought us a bunch of stuff and said, you know what?
Thank you.
I'm just trying to catch up with things. So, hello, Sharon. Good morning.
Hi, everyone. You know, I had to stop by because I am sitting here in the studio with Bob and Carl and Linda because we go back many years.
Yes,
and
we do.
I remember the very first time that we met. And this is like a reunion. And I haven't been calling in, haven't been on the chat room. And haven't missed you, wished you a Merry Christmas or a Happy New Year or any of that. So I just wanted to stop by, bring you some heavenly donuts.
Thank you.
They were fresh, by the way. They're still warm.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say thank you.
The light is on.
Just wanted to say thank you for everything that you've done for the community. And it's been a real joy to get to know you guys and to see you guys bopping around and doing stuff all over. And it's just very, very encouraging for the industry here, for the community and all that you give us.
Well, you know, Sharon, thanks a lot. You've been a supporter of ours since the very beginning. And we met, you know, it's funny, but we met you at the same time we met Brenda Belongi and mm-hmm. Bob at the, we may have already known Bob, but we met Brenda and of course Sharon and a few others that we still are in contact with down at the Reading Community Access Channel when it was actually a TV station.
And we took classes.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't it amazing how just the entertainment field itself has brought us together? And it keeps us together. When you're in the entertainment field, you become a family. And, Linda, you know this so well because of all the work that you've done with your people on stage. And, you know, you stay in contact with each other. You have parties together. It's just a very...
It's almost like you've roomed together. Once you've done a show together, and what part of the class was, is that we had to produce a show, and you and I were on-air talent. And
here we are again.
Here we are again. But we also had to work each part of the, you know, directing, working the camera, doing the editing, and it was really fun because we got to shuffle around and learn how to do a produced program.
A TV
program. And it really brought us all together. I think it was a 13-week or I don't know
how long it was.
It was something like that. And what's so cool about it is that sort of thing is up and coming. It's coming back.
One way or the other, it's coming back again.
It's coming back again. And I am excited to see the entertainment field and the news field because it's all kind of involved.
Yeah,
the education, teaching each other, sharing each other within us, kind of community unity here. And it's
going to happen. And you know, and the thing about it is, Sharon, you've been one of the leaders in this thing. And you know, I remember back then when the Access Channel was actually a viable organization, which of course it hasn't been in a couple of years, in my opinion, just in my opinion. You know, debates with all of the city council. You know,
that
people
was
that were running for city council for Anderson and Reading were on this, and we were able to ask them questions and see them and listen to what they said. And I mean, how often do you see that? I mean, where it's you get all of them at one time, but it's and it goes out over the cable.
Are you talking about the forums we did?
Yeah.
Yeah, the forum. Well, the first ones we did when we had, when they were running.
Oh, we need more of those. I'd love to see
that. That was years ago, and you don't see that anymore.
No, you don't. And I'd like to see the different communities, whether Anderson, Chester Lake City, and Redding, do more government meetings and the people do more forums like that so that we do intermingle, we do share our knowledge, and we get to understand, because I think so many of the difficulties we face in this community and all over the world is because we're not communicating thoroughly enough. We're not sharing everything. And hopefully this station I know does, and hopefully, you know, our community access station will let that happen
I'm
again.
I'm sure it will.
And there are people who can't get out of the home. They can't travel. And this is a way for them, maybe through their computers, to, again, through a chat room, ask questions, be able to interact and be able, a part of the government body as we the people should be.
We have to be. The government is us, and we just have forgotten that. But I think with the help of KCNR, and then again when our community access station is open to the public again, I think that we're going to have a lot more sharing going on. I think it's going to be a great thing. I'm really excited about it.
Well, I think you're right. And I think that it's a, you know, it's a kind of thing that, you know, when we talk about people having open access and being able to listen to things, it's kind of, we discussed that earlier today. Somebody said, well, you know what, I was going to listen to the station, but I saw that you had Fox News. That was it, just Fox News, and how they couldn't listen to us because of that. And I thought, how sad is that? And this
is
the kind of thing is that we should be open. And if we as a nation are to go forward, we've got to get over this, oh, your side's wrong and my side's right. We've got to be able to take a look and do the right thing for our city, our county, our state, and our nation. And
well, we're not separate anymore. You know, everyone is together.
Yes.
And we all, it's a global world in everything that we do anymore.
Well, Sharon, we're Rainius. We appreciate you, and thank you so much for coming by and showing
thank
us your
you.
Beautiful
and,
face and spirit today.
And don't be a stranger here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Gosh, you know, what can I say? It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A rally on Wall Street. Now that there's a deal to prevent widespread tax hikes and put off spending cuts, the Dow is up 220 points. More on that deal from Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. He's live at the White House.
The president is back on vacation in Hawaii, but he is expected to sign the fiscal cliff bill. It makes permanent the Bush tax rates on incomes under $450,000 for couples.
More than 98% of Americans and 97% of small businesses will not see their income taxes go up.
But payroll taxes will go up 2% for 77% of Americans. So too estate taxes, starting at $5 million. Unemployment insurance will be extended a year. An automatic defense and domestic spending cuts will be delayed 2 months, meaning more work on that, as well as the nation's huge deficit. Chris?
The House, meantime, skipping a vote on emergency aid for Superstorm Sandy recovery. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live on Capitol Hill.
Well, anger over the decision is far from partisan.